So, Thanksgiving, and our program says, give thanks unto the Lord. And our children answered that, because God gave us something. What did you receive from God? Anybody?
My lovely wife.
Your wife?
Life.
Life?
My children.
Children?
Wisdom.
Okay. Yes?
Forgiveness. Mm-hmm.
In order to be thankful in your heart, you need to have an acknowledgement about appreciation on something that you value, and you humbly acknowledge that that is not the fruit of your labor. It is simply gift. In a way, you didn't do anything in your mind. The other mind may say, no, I did everything. There's the other mind too. But in your spiritual mind, you tell that, I didn't do anything to happen. I'm simply blessed with it. Do you have something like that?
Yes.
Then you're blessed. My life wasn't easy, as been sharing very openly, and I didn't really tell you all the details because that'll really shock you. But I never was able to thank God truly until I had my wife. And I didn't know the meaning of the word love until I met my wife. I was able to probably explain it quite well from dictionary philosophical approach on the meaning of the word, and even relationship, even psychological aspect. I read many books. But if I were to ask my heart, Jun Cho, what does it mean to love somebody? I don't know. That was my answer. I was kind to people. I served people. But I wasn't sure what it really means to love and what it feels like when you really love somebody truly. Didn't have that until I have that woman coming into my life. So she is the greatest gift that God has ever given to me. She's actually a gift because she flew from Korea to here. You know, I still ask her, why did you come? And she's saying, because I was crazy. You know, I don't really know. But that changed something in me deeply, and the world changed with it. Second greatest gift, you probably can assume easily, two kids. Yes, I feed, you know, if you look at Joanne, she feels and she knows that she is the cutest girl in the world. She acts like it. And I'm guilty of it. I'm the feeder. You know, whenever she asks, who is the most beautiful girl in the world? My answer is, you, of course, honey. I mean, what other answer can I have? What other answer? Can I say, you're the second beautiest? Or can I say, you know, objectively speaking, you're not that beautiful? Does that even sound right coming out of, father's... No, right? How can you be objective about your own children? You cannot. And they really taught me the love that I may be receiving from God. Because in the real bottom of my heart, what do I want from them? What do I really want from them? Actually, nothing. Nothing that I want them to do for me. But I'm happy when they're well. That's it. When they're happy, I'm happy. And when I see that this way may help them to grow to be a good human that can be loved by other people, I'm delighted. And for that, I give them disciplines. And for that, they hate me that moment. We do that too. But ultimately, what do I want from them? just them to be well and live and have a good life. That's it. I've read many, many books and kind of I'm start reading it because sometimes reading books are not really helping me to connect to God. Sometimes it creates these barriers and intellectual, screenings about articulating how God's supposed to be versus how I actually experience God. If you put down all these other things about how you're supposed to please God, I believe it started in the ancient day that somehow humans felt, I need to please God. God wants us to do this and this and this. It started even in ancient Sumerian mythology, that oldest mythology about creation of human. You know why God created humans? Do you know? Because they did not work. They did not want to work. By creating humans, gods were free from labor. That kind of passed to the Western Greek and Roman mythology in a way too, right? God is pleased by the sacrifice and the worship. But is that really true God in the sense? I kind of wonder that. I'm a human father and I have many challenges and limitations and good and bad, and I'm not perfect, not even near that. But when I see my kids, I really want them to be well, and that's all. I don't really want to really have anything that they will do for me. They don't need to do anything for me. They just, they're just well and have good time and happy, and I'm looking at it, that's like, I can sit there and watch it all day. So, human father feels that. How about creator? It's got to be bigger size than that, right? So, if you have any image or understanding of God really, really wanting you to work really hard to please God, I think that's not really right. If you kind of understand these scriptures that we read today, somehow God is trying to tell us that you put these hard tasks onto God. Even Jesus said the same thing, right? Give your burden to me and take my yoke upon you. Then you will be lighted and delighted. I know it's kind of easy to say and hard to do kind of thing, but let's begin so with something that's more tangible and experiential. So, go back to the first question again. Do you have in your life something that you absolutely have to say, this is your gift, this is a blessing that you have given to me. I haven't done anything to have it. You can begin with that. When you have such a thing like that, when you think of such a thing like that, your heart moves into a certain area that you have never been before, probably. Or, if you have been there, that's the place you want to stay. Because that's the most loving, comfortable, yet humble, peaceful state of being. So, Thanksgiving is coming. Have you said enough thank you? I just called my aunt to after preaching last Sunday. I didn't have a chance to say, I love you, Dad, so I just called my aunt. And the next persons that I really am thankful is my aunt and uncle in New York. Please, acknowledge what you have received. And sometimes, only thing you need to do is say, thank you for that. And sometimes that's all that takes. Thankful heart. How are we going to have it? Unless we find something in us, in our life, that we're truly thankful about. But how are we going to acknowledge something that in our life is so thankful unless we see it as a blessing and a gift? And to see something as a blessing and a gift, we have to really open our eyes and minds wide and take our ego a little bit away and see how my life is so enriched by all these people. It's a thankful heart in which God dwells. And my blessing to you in your cultivation of it and experiencing of it in this week. Amen. Amen.